What does the Spoken Web podcast sound like? In our third season, we revisited Myra Bloom's episode about Elizabeth Smart from season one.
It suddenly occurred to me that I'd actually never heard her voice.
Called by Graham Central Station, I sat down and wept.
Heard the voices of poets and writers across Canada.
Stars, stars,
is it
stars,
the glimpse of stars, mortality that makes you feel...
Well, it's quite literally seeing your friends die.
This is not the poem I wanted. It is the poem I could.
And thought about how we listen.
How do we discuss the sounds of human beings?
We asked, what does scholarship sound like? And revisited last year's virtual spoken web symposium.
How do we listen virtually?
How do you listen virtually to a conference about listening?
And the 1983 Women and Words Conference held in Vancouver.
Our subject this morning is women facing traditional...
We explored how collaboration and conversation are central to the research and work that we do.
The process of transcription sounds like collaboration, like a conversation.
It is a process that invites access to content through multiple voices and multiple senses.
And it's funny because you can almost hear it. Like you can almost hear something being said.
This past season took us to new places and spaces from the plains of northern Alberta.
But the bull dragged the man, and the rope lacerated his hands, cutting to the bone.
Back to the 80s, to the student-run campus radio shows of the CKUA network.
We once found a boa constrictor that had escaped because up above us was all sorts of science labs and buildings and rabbit.
My name is Hannah McGregor, and I've been the host of the Spoken Web podcast since its inception. But I'm stepping out of this role for the next year, and I have the pleasure of passing the mic to this season's host, Catherine McLeod.
Thank you, Hannah. My name is Catherine McLeod, and I am so excited to host this new season of the Spoken Web podcast. You'll recognize my voice from Shortcuts, our deep dive into the Spoken Web archives that you can find right here on the same podcast feed. This season on the podcast, we have a lineup of episodes that we can't wait to share. We'll be hearing more about the drum codes we listened to in season two. We'll be thinking about audiobooks as a literary medium. What is it like to read an audiobook? What is it like to teach with an audiobook in the classroom? We'll be re-listening to university poetry events, diving into the archives to converse with the archival objects themselves. We'll be experiencing environmental sound with an episode on fire and eco-poetics. And we'll be thinking about literary environmental sound, and even exploring the soundscapes of libraries. Whether you are a lover of literature or a sound studies scholar, this podcast has something to share with you. Subscribe and join us for season 4 of the Spoken Web podcast, coming to your podcast feeds on October 3rd.